Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it's Fun Drive time, spring Fun Drive time. That's where I don't get a chance to play as much music as I usually do. And by usual, I mean I'm here on Sundays, every Sunday of the year, to play music for you. And only two times a year do I ask you to call toll-free 1-800-677-5758. Or to go online, kplu.org, in order to do something for me, and that is to support the art of jazz. I'd like to get started with Charlie Spivak in 1946, playing the trumpet, as he always did, and leading his beautiful band, and the vocalist by Irene Day. The composition comes from Finian's Rainbow, which was a musical in 1947, and the stars of it, as far as the writing of the music, Burton Lane and the lyricist Jip Harburg. And they wrote one which is in the jazz repertoire and has been for several years, That Old Devil Moon. Here is Irene Day, Charlie Spivak's trumpet and orchestra, 1946.
Yes. dazzle, dazzle you. Got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
Charlie Spivak's Orchestra, 1946 for RCA Victor Records, and then vocal by Irene Day of that old devil moon. If you're used to listening to this program, you know that I chase compositions. That is, I get different people, different groups to do it. And here's Miles Davis to do that old devil moon.
Thank you.
Miles Davis to compare as a trumpet player with Charlie Spivak, and that Old Devil Moon is a comparison also. Difference between 1946 and 1954. With Miles, Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath, bass, and Art Blakey on drums for Prestige label. As you might know, if you have listened to this program, I cover everything from the beginning of recordings of this music in 1917 on. And the idea basically is that it's always been wonderful and it's always been there for us. Blind Blake now for you. In Chicago, 1927, for Paramount Records, playing his guitar and singing for you.
Rag. We out there in all that cotton field. Where them people plant all that rice with sugar cane. And cheese and so forth grew. Yeah, man, I want a march for me to light my pipe, yeah. Geechee, I ain't studying about you. No, I know you had to study me now. When you get my rice, though, I bet you study me then. Bet you that. Let's meet me at the end of the road now. I show you how to pick this cotton. Either dig potato, either one. I strip more raw sugar cane than you strip in 10 years. Do the dance now, they call the Geechee dance. I'll give you some music you call the Geechee music now. Get away from you, them. Cause I'm gonna battle them directly and gonna take them everywhere but loose. You better get that thing fixed just like this now, cause I'm gonna stop.
Blind Blake playing the guitar and speaking to you more than singing, actually. In Chicago, October 1927 for Paramount Records. Southern Rag, his composition. And for you that like Count Basie, here's a classic from AFRS recordings during World War II, this specifically in Los Angeles, September 1944. It was written by alto saxophonist Tab Smith and lyricist George Fraser. And it's called Harvard Blues.
Mm-hmm. dog's clothes and white shoes all the time. I wear brown clothes and white shoes all the time. Get three C's and a D. Think checks from home sublime. I don't keep dogs or women in my room. I don't keep dogs or women in my room. But I love my Vincent, baby, until the day of doom. I'm a most indifferent guy. Reinhardt, Reinhardt, I'm a most indifferent guy.
Count Basie for AFRS Records. And that's in the time of World War II, that specifically September 1944, and it's called Harvard Blues. The tenor sax soloist was Buddy Tate, and the vocalist Jimmy Rushing, and the trombonist Dickie Wells. AFRS, by the way, is Armed Forces Radio Service. During that war, records were made to send to the men and women fighting the cause and give them a little bit of home. That's a great idea. Let's do two for you here. James Booker from New Orleans on Hannibal Records is going to do a beauty he wrote called The Black Minute Waltz from 1993, and Maynard Ferguson from 1950, His Trumpet and His Voice. The band ain't dragging its feet no more.
Dragging its feet no more.
No more, no more, no more, no more.
No, the reeds ain't freezing and the bass ain't slow.
No more, no more, no more, no more.
My name ain't Joe.
His name ain't Joe.
So daddy, I'll blow.
Blow, daddy.
The band ain't dragging its feet no more.
No more, no more, no more, no more.
No, the reeds ain't freezing and the bass ain't slow.
No more, no more, no more, no more.
Dragging its feet no more.
No more, no more, no more, no more.
No, the reeds ain't wheezing and the bass ain't slow.
No more, no more, no more, no more.
No, the band ain't dragging its feet no more.
James Booker started that set. Gentleman's from New Orleans, great singer and piano player. For Hannibal Records in 1993, he did his theme and variation, the Black Minute Waltz. James Booker. Maynard Ferguson, 1950, his orchestra, his trumpet, and his voice. Band Ain't Dragging Its Feet No More, written by Joe Green. Maynard Ferguson on Capitol Records and James Booker on Hannibal Records. Let me look at my notes. Wingy Minone. Okay, Wingy Minone was, by his name, a one-armed trumpet player. And there's a wonderful story about Joe Venuti, the violinist. Joe and Wingy were good friends. And for about 30 years, every Christmas, Joe Venuti would send Wingy Minone one cuff link. Now that's friendship. That really is. I mean, you think about it, you know. Now this is the only time that you can pledge for the art of jazz. And stories like that, which are true, by the way. This is the art of jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and here is Mr. Venuti's friend, Wingy Minone.
Thank you. can be with you, baby, I'd love you long.
I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, that I love you so.
If I could be with you just 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do, babe, the things I might.
Well, I'm telling you, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you
just 1 hour.
If I could be with you,
yes, yes.
If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know that I wouldn't go till I told you, honey, why I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I were free to do the things I might, well, I'm telling you, I'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you, baby, if I could be with you.
You got me, baby.
Joseph Manone, known as Wingy, playing his trumpet, having a great time, as he always did. His band in Los Angeles, July 1944, as recorded by ARA Records. Tin Roof Blues, that's a classic from the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. That's a young kid band, and started in Chicago. The New Orleans Rhythm Kings and Frank Melrose, I should say, wrote the Tin Roof Blues. And If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight comes from a New York pianist by the name of James P. Johnson. Lyrics by Henry Kramer. Manone on trumpet, Joe Uecker on trombone, Matty Matlock on clarinet, Stan Reitzman piano, Nappy Lamar plays the guitar, Phil Stevenson on bass, Nick Fatul on drums, and on the second one, the beautiful Kay Starr singing for you. Wingy Manone. Here's Lester Young. Lester Young, known as Prez. Billie Holiday gave him that name as president, and he gave her the name Lady Day, as in First Lady. Lester Young, 1951, for Mercury Records, playing his tenor saxophone and a blues he wrote called Undercover Girl Blues. John Lewis, of the just beginning at that time Modern Jazz Quartet, is on piano. Gene Ramey bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. Lester Young, Undercover Girl Blues, 1951. Charlie Wellman is going to sing Alabama Bound. Charlie sang it in 1925. The composition was put together by a wonderful trio, Buddy DeSilva, Bud Green doing the lyric, and Ray Henderson doing the music. And then Stephan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt in 1937 are going to give their version of Alabama Bound.
Goodbye, blue. Birdies are singing, every old thing's in tune. Goodbye, blue. Nothing but laughter morning and afternoon. I saw a rosebud in a store, so I'm going where there's more. Goodbye, blue. Troubles are over, I'll be in Clover soon. I'm Alabama bound, there'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just give the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth. Put my two cities in and offer birds. Just hear the choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're going to cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go. I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just give the meanest ticket man on earth all I's worth to put my tootsies in an offer bird. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're going to cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. I can hear that choo-choo whistle blow. And I watch that engine when she starts to go. Now in Baltimore, yeah, knocking at Dixie's door. What's that bill, Louisville? We passed that before. Fields of cotton tell me where I am. Hear the fella yelling, Alabama. Mammy, get your kisses ready for your honey lamb. I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Give the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in an offer first. I'm just a lucky hound to have someone to put my arms around. That's why I'm shouting for the world to know. Yes, here I go, I'm Alabama bound. Thank you.
Bambi Bound for you in two different places, two different times, two different people. Starting with Charlie Wellman for Brunswick Records 1925. His banjo and his voice and the piano of Bill Hatch. A Buddy De Silva, Bud Green, Ray Henderson composition, Alabama Bound. An HMV record of Stefan Grappelli on violin and Django Reinhardt on guitar in Paris, April 1937. Their version of Alabama Bound. This is the kind of stuff you hear on this program. I played Alabama Bound by Charles, sung by Charles Wellman and played by Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. What I want to do now while you're calling is to give you Abby Lincoln and Hank Jones and a composition by John Benson Brooks and Bob Russell's lyric, Another Place. Not Alabama, but you came a long way from St. Louis.
Came a long way from St. Louis. You climbed the ladder of success. I've seen those town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. Broke a lot of hearts between. I met a gang of gloomy gals who were doing all right till you came on the scene. You blew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed the population here. Baby, I got news for you. I'm from Missouri too, so naturally I got my doubts. You got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go.
Of them there for you. You Came a Long Way from St. Louis, written by John Benson Brooks and lyric by Bob Russell, sung by Abby Lincoln and pianist accompaniment by Hank Jones in Paris. 1992 for Gitane's CDs. Then Art Tatum, 1941. 1941 for Decca Records. Stompin' at the Savoy, written by Edgar Sampson. The Savoy, a great place in New York for dancers and music. Joe Thomas playing trumpet, Edmund Hall clarinet, Art Tatum piano, John Collins on guitar, Billy Taylor, who had been with Ellington's band playing the bass, and Eddie Doherty. He's all over the place in different records and studio work in New York. Eddie Doherty playing drums. Abby Lincoln and Hank Jones. And Art Tatum. Isom Jones is going to be followed by Jimmy Rolls, and they're going to be doing the same music. It's called Music, Music Everywhere, and Not a Song in My Heart. And a beautiful composition by Harold Arlen. Lyric by Ted Kohler. For all of you that like The Wizard of Oz, Mr. Arlen did the music for that. Somewhere over in the... All right, that one. Harold Arlen. And he wrote Music, Music Everywhere and Not a Song in My Heart. Isom Jones first from 1932 and Jimmy Rolls second from 1994. Give us a call, 1-800-677-5758.
along, I hear melodies. There's a happy song in the summer breeze. Music, music everywhere, but not a song in my heart. On my radio, morning, noon, and night, love songs come and go, it don't seem just right. Music, music everywhere, but not a song in my heart. Wish I had somebody like that lovebird in the tree. If I had somebody, her song would be a symphony. Lovers on parade, passing in review, sing their serenade. That's what makes me blue. Music, music everywhere, but not a song in my heart.
Thank you. song could be my symphony. Lovers on parade, passing in review, sing their serenade, and that's what makes me blue. Music, music, everywhere, but not a song in my heart. Music, music, everywhere, but not a song in my heart.
That's a beautiful tune, beautiful lyric. Music, music everywhere, and not a song in my heart. Isom Jones, his orchestra, 1932 for Victor Records, started it off. Isom playing the tenor sax. His violinist was doing the singing, Eddie Stone. And Gordon Jenkins did the arrangement for the band. Harold Arlen wrote the composition. Ted Kohler wrote the lyric. And Jimmy Rolls played the piano and sang for you. Cocapelli Records, 1994 in Los Angeles, assisted by string bass player Eric Von Essen. Music, music everywhere. Not enough as far as I'm concerned. The Capitol Jazzmen now. That's right, the Capitol Jazzmen. That means Capitol Records, Los Angeles, California, 1944. And here they are. Thank you.
night my heart was so gay. Last night I found myself dancing in my favorite cabaret. You were completely forgotten, just an affair of the past. Then suddenly something happened to me, and I found my heart beating oh so fast. I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment that you danced by. I felt a thrill, and when I caught your eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start when that old, old feeling is still in my.
The Capitol Jazz Men in 1944 in Los Angeles for Capitol Records. Someday Sweetheart and That Old Feeling. Shorty Chirac on trumpet, Barney Bigard clarinet, Les Robinson alto, Eddie Miller tenor, Stan Reitzman on piano, Nappy Lamar on guitar, Hank Wayland string bass, Nick Fatul drums, and Peggy Lee singing for you. Capitol Jazz Men. Here is Stan Getz. Thank you.
Thank you. it's like this. And I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another you? Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you?
There Will Never Be Another You, written by Harry Warren, who wrote hundreds of great tunes, and for a long time was with lyricist Mack Gordon, who did the lyric for that. Stan Getz, to compare, Stan Getz started Hollywood 1956 for his Steamer Verve album, with Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Stan Levy on the drums. 1956, Stan Getz, tenor saxophone. And then Chet Baker, 1954 in Los Angeles for Pacific Jazz Records. And his version, playing his trumpet and singing for you. I think he's a fine singer. I like his lyrical trumpet playing, too. I call him Bick Spiderbeck later on. There Will Never Be Another You, he did that for you. Russ Freeman on the piano. Stan Getz and Chet Baker. 5-8. Now let's go to some more music. Lionel Hampton started in L.A. as a drummer. He gave us over 50 years of wonderful entertainment. And he was in a band called Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders in Culver City, which was then not in L.A., but it is now, in 1929 for Victor Records. They recorded a couple of things. It's a wonderful band. In the band also is Lawrence Brown, who would become one of the master trombonists in Ellington's ensemble. He's here to play the trombone. A hidden, brilliant trumpet player by the name of George Orendorf is here. Harvey Brooks plays the piano on the first tune and Reginald Forsythe on the second. Harvey Brooks wrote Stuff, and Charlie Lawrence wrote Cutting Up. And we're going to hear them. And the drummer is Lionel Hampton. The band is Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. The year is 1929. Give us a call, 1-800-677-5758. Thank you. That's Los Angeles music in 1929. Imagine dancing to that. Young people dancing these days love that stuff, and they did then. Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. Isn't that a beautiful title? Culver City, that's L.A., April 1929 for Victor Records. Stuff, written by Harvey Brooks, who played the piano on it. And Cutting Up, written by Charlie Lawrence, who played the clarinet throughout. And that wonderful cornet player was George Orndorff, and Lawrence Brown's beautiful trombone. And Lionel Hampton getting started playing the drums and scat singing. That means no particular words, just making the sounds like an instrument. That kind of thing. Herb Jeffries, for all of you that remember Herb Jeffries, sang with Ellington in the 40s. Here he is with his own band right now for you. Give us a call.
First daffodils and long excited cables and candlelight on little corner tables, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The park at evening, when the bell has sounded, the Île-de-France with all the girls around it, the beauty that is spring. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me. They seem to bring you near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street who walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. You cling, these foolish things remind me.
Things chased, that is, different people doing it. It was written by Holt Marvel and Jack Strachey. Herb Jeffries sang it for you from 1946 with a nice trombone solo in it by Hoyt Bohannon. Lester Young, 1945 for Aladdin Records. His tenor sax with Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Red Calendar bass, Henry Tucker Green on the drums, and their version of These Foolish Things.
Can I steal a little love? Can I steal a little love? Cool me, honey, I'm on fire. To steal your love is my desire. Hug me, squeeze me till I'm red. Till my eyes bug out my head. Coo me, woo me, turtle dove. Can I steal a little love? Please tell me, why are you driving me crazy? Why do I dig you like I do? If I should steal a little kiss and you can prove that it's wrong, I'll give it back to you. Tell me, honey, with a smile, I can walk you down the aisle. I won't even need a shove. Can I steal a little love? Can I steal a little love? Can I steal a little love? Cool me, honey, I'm on fire. Your love is my desire. Hug me, squeeze me till I'm red. Till my eyes bug out my head. Coo me, woo me, turtle dove. Can I grab a little love? Please tell me, why are you driving me crazy? And why do I dig you like I do? And you can prove that it was wrong. Hey, I'll give it back to you. Tell me, honey, with a smile, I can walk you down the aisle. I won't even need a shove. Can I steal a little love? Can I steal a little love?
Frank Sinatra wants you to call 1-800-677-5758. That was Frank Sinatra in 1956, singing for you with a Nelson Riddle arrangement of Can I Steal a Little Love, written by, the whole thing written by, Phil Tumminello. For Capitol Records, Frank Sinatra right there, if you like Frank Sinatra. I want to chase My Heart Tells Me. This is a wonderful tune by Harry Warren and Matt Gordon, My Heart Tells Me. Charlie Parker and Effie Ware in Kansas City in 1942 are going to do it for you. And then Etta Jones, 1961. But I got to punch the button here to get the right track on. There we are. Let's go to what I said. My Heart Tells Me. Harry Warren wrote this. Matt Gordon did the lyric. Charlie Parker on his alto and Effie Ware on his guitar in Kansas City in 1942. First. And then Etta Jones, 1961.
is just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything. Do you mean what you are saying? Or is this a little game you're playing? My heart tells me I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours could lie again.
My Heart Tells Me, I told you, a beautiful composition. And done by Charlie Parker and Effie Ware. Parker on alto and Effie on his guitar in Kansas City, September 1941. My Heart Tells Me, written by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon, the lyricist. Etta Jones sang it for us, 1961, for Prestige Records. Wally Richardson on guitar and Jimmy Neely piano. Mike Melia on string bass and Rudy Lawless on the drums. My Heart Tells Me. Stan Kenton's going to play for you. I know many people out there call me and ask me for Stan Kenton because it meant something to them at a time early in their life. Maybe they were in high school in 1947. And that was a big, big deal there. Oh, Joe just wrote something here. My coffee mug is available for a $3,000 pledge. It will also include, if you're very careful, my DNA. Here's Stan Kenton. Stan Kenton there for you, 1954 for Capitol Records. His beautiful band. Bill Russo's compositions. First one called Sweets, S-W-E-E-T-S. And that stands for the dance hall in Oakland, California for years. Maybe some of you danced there. And then the beautiful Dusk, also by Russo, just the ensemble. In Sweets, Buddy Childers played the trumpet solo and Milt Gold the trombone solo and Davy Shilkraut on the alto saxophone with Kenton at the piano. And while you're calling, listen to Peggy Lee.
Singing low, bye-bye, blackbird, where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is he, bye-bye. Blackbird, no one here can love or understand me, all those hard luck stories they all makes me sad. A happy song should make me glad.
Peggy Lee, 1955, singing for you Bye Bye Blackbird, which was written in 1926. Peggy Lee on Decca Records in Los Angeles, May 1955. Bye Bye Blackbird by Ray Henderson and Mort Dixon. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific is Pacific Lutheran University, and Joe says, thanks, everyone. It was a great day, and we did just fine. We did it, we did it, we did it, and thanks to all of you. And I'm really happy to be with you.